Masechet Bamitzia, Perek Hey Mishnah text. Lo yoyim ba'adam l'chaveri haveni korchitim v'ani etin loch l'gert. A person should not tell his friend, please lend me one core worth of wheat, and I will pay you back at the time we put the wheat in the granary. If the person did not have wheat at the time, and he wanted to borrow wheat and pay back the same amount of wheat later on, this is usur, as maybe before he pays it back, the wheat will go up in price, and then when he pays back the same amount of wheat that he borrowed, he is paying back more valuable wheat, and therefore this would be considered ribis. He could tell his friend, please lend me wheat until my son comes, or until I find the key to where I store the grain, as he has the grain, but just he cannot access it at this point, so therefore he wants to borrow it until his son comes or until he finds the key. This would be mutter as a chachamim only after the person from lending wheat, if the person who borrowed it does not have wheat at the time and they were afraid that it would go up in the interim. But here, where he had wheat just for a small amount of time, he needs to borrow it until he can access it. This would be mutter, and he would be allowed to borrow more wheat than he actually has if he borrows the wheat little by little. As, for example, if the borrower has only one saw of wheat, he could borrow first one saw, then he could borrow a saw again, and so on. The hilo oiser. Hilo does not allow a person to lend wheat not that the person was paying back the same amount of wheat, even if the borrower has wheat at the time. The chen ha hilo omer, and the same hilo would say, lo tava isha kika lechaverta acha tasenu damim shema yokiru chitim benimtu boz lidei ribbit. A woman should not lend a kika, a loaf of bread, to her friend unless she sets a price for the loaf of bread. She says the loaf of bread is worth this and this much, and this is how much you should pay me back. As if she sets a price, then the woman who borrowed it would have to pay her back wheat at that price. But if she lends the wheat stam without setting a price, and the woman would have to pay her back the same amount, then we are afraid that the wheat will go up in price in the interim, and then it could come to ribbit, as she would pay her back the same amount of wheat, and it would be more valuable, and this would be ribbit. A person can tell his friend, please weed my field for you, and in return, at a later date, I will weed your field for you. Or he can tell his friend, please hoe my field for me, and in return, I will hoe your field for you. This is not us, this would not be ribbit, as we are not concerned that since he is repaying the person for his work by working on the other person's field, and maybe the work that he does in the other person's field will be harder work than he got from that guy, and therefore would be ribbit. This is not a concern since they are both doing the same exact work for each other. But he shouldn't tell his friend, please weed my field for me, and in return I will hoe your field for you. Or he would tell his friend, please hoe my field for me, and in return I will weed your field for you. This would be usur, and since he is paying the person for his work by doing a different type of work on the other person's field, this might be ribbit, as maybe he is working much harder on the other person's field than the other guy did for him, as they are both doing two different types of work, so therefore we are concerned that maybe one work is harder than the other, and is therefore usur, as it might be ribbit. Call you may garid echad, call you may revia echad. That which we set, that if they are both doing the same work for each other, it would be mutter. That is, if they both do the work in the yemei garid during the summer when the fields are dry, so then both jobs have the same degree of difficulty. Or if they are both doing the work in the yemei revia during the rain season, that would also be mutter. But if one of them is doing the work in the yemei garid in the summer, and the other one is doing the work in the yemei revia in the winter, this would be usur, as it is much more difficult to work in the field during the winter, so therefore this might be ribbit, as maybe he is working harder for the other person as payment for that which the other guy worked on his field. Lo yomer lo charish imi begarid b'ani achrish imach b'rabia. So therefore, you should not tell your friend to plow for me during the summer, and I, in return, will plow for you in the winter, as even though they are both doing the same work for each other. Since one is doing it in the summer and the other one is doing it in the winter, this would be awesome. Rabbi Gamliel, I'm a yesh ribis mukdemes, v'yesh ribis mucheres. Rabbi Gamliel says sometimes it would be awesome to give ribis even though you are advancing the ribis, you are giving the ribis even before you receive the loan. And sometimes ribis is usher even though you are giving the ribis after the loan has already been repaid. Kesa, what would be a case of ribis mukdemes and ribis mucheres? Nasan einav lilvois heimenu. You had your eyes on getting a loan from a certain person. V'haya mishalach lo v'oimer v'shpilsha talveni zuhi ribis mukdemes. And he sent him some money or an object in order that the person will lend him some money. He told him, I'm sending you this so that you'll lend me money. This is called ribis mukdemes. It is usur to send him money in order to get him to lend you. This would be ribis. As on top of the money that you're sending him, you also have to repay the loan when you do receive a loan from him. If somebody borrowed from somebody and has already repaid the loan, and after the loan has already been repaid, the borrower sent an object or money to the lender and told him, the reason why I'm sending you this is because your money were bottled by me, your money was sitting by me, and therefore I'm sending you some extra money on top of the loan that has already been repaid. This is called ribis mucher. Rabbi Shimon, I'm a yesh ribis dvarim. Rabbi Shimon said there's such a thing called ribis dvarim. Sometimes even to say something to the mava, which you would not normally say, would be considered ribis. Lo yomer lo da ki ba ish ploni mimakam ploni. You shouldn't tell the lender. You should know that such and such a person is coming from such and such a place, as you know that the mava is interested in discussing something with that person, so you let him know that that person is coming to such and such a place. This would be usur if the lova does not normally divulge this type of information to the mava. And the Gemara says that Roshim ben Yochai learns out from a pasuk that there's such a thing as ribis dvarim, as the pasuk says, kol davar asher yishach. Anything that would be considered ribis, and the Chachamim darshan the word davar to be referring to dibor, a word, would also be considered ribis at times. So Roshim ben Yochai also learns from there that if the lova doesn't normally wish the malve good morning or shalom, he should not do so when he receives a loan from the malva, and this would be an instance where there would be ribis farm.